Whatever outdoor adventure you're on this summer, chances are Christopher Swain has you beat. The 35-year-old Portland, Oregon resident is nearing the end of a journey some call remarkable and others crazy. Next week, Swain expects to finish swimming the length of the Columbia River in the Pacific Northwest. That's 1,243 miles from the headwaters in Canada to the Pacific Ocean. Swain calls the Columbia a contaminated beauty. He says he hopes his swim triggers discussions of how to clean it up. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Call him the reluctant connoisseur. Christopher Swain has inadvertently swallowed enough of the Columbia River since last June to be able to say quite confidently what's in the water at any given time.
Today I can taste, you know, mud, metal, sewage, fuel. You know, industrial section of the river, it's got a particular bouquet.
It's Monday this week, and Christopher Swain's river swim finally has reached his hometown of Portland. Wearing his usual red and black wetsuit, rubber head cap, goggles, and flippers, Swain clings to an escort boat as it bobs in the Columbia's gentle waves. He's taking a food and drink break, first a mouth rinse with hydrogen peroxide to ward off bacteria, then a swig of Gatorade and a piece of fruit leather. Swain snacks about every 40 minutes, or 1,200 freestyle strokes. He has counted his strokes for over 1,000 miles as a way to help keep his mind busy. During a 6 to 7 hour swim day, Swain says simple mental exercises work for a while.
There's only so many old relationships and incidents you can rehash as you stare down through the brown water before you start thinking about larger issues like, you know, why am I doing this?
When he first saw the Columbia in 1997, Christopher Swain fell in love. He learned as much as he could and irritated his friends with endless facts about the river. He also discovered the majestic river Lewis and Clark once described as free-flowing and clear at every depth had become dirty and slowed by over a dozen dams. A friend once advised Swain to change what you don't like. Swain didn't like what had happened to the Columbia, but how would he change it? The answer came to him 3 years ago as he stood on the river shore. Swain realized if he was going to plead the Columbia's case, he was going to have to jump in and really get to know it.
So I looked out at the river and I yelled, all right, I'll do it, I'll swim, but you have to help me. Did the river hear me? Is the river helping me? I like to think so.
How?
You know, I've survived getting run over by boats. I've made it through Class 4 rapids. You know, I've swum through nuclear waste and, like, intense concentrations of pesticides. It's no mystery to me why no one swam the Columbia River. You'd be out of your mind.
Plenty of people thought Swain was crazy. Some were suspicious of his agenda, like the angry logger in British Columbia who wanted to know if Swain was a radical environmentalist.
And I thought about it for a second. I'm like, ooh, this is a critical moment. What am I, really? And I thought about it, and I was like, no. And he's like, well, what are you? And I was like, honestly, as much as I hate to admit it, I'm part of the problem.
Because Swain admitted using power from the dams that he says clogged the Columbia, because he admitted wasting water himself, this is the kind of candor that made Swain an appealing crusader to many along the Columbia. As he made his way through Canada, Washington, and Oregon, he spoke in schools and stayed in people's homes. Swain's ideal is a river without dams and pollutants, but he says he talked as often as he could with loggers, miners, dam operators. It started the kind of dialogue Swain says is critical before any significant cleanup can start. Christopher Swain glides through the river on his slow and steady journey out of Portland. Years of bicycle racing and triathlons have served him well. His body's held up over the past year, aside from 4 colds, 6 ear infections, and occasional searing pain in his shoulders. Next week, Swain expects to swim into the Pacific Ocean and reach Statute Mile Zero, the end of the Columbia. But Swain says that moment won't sever his relationship with the river.
I'll always do some work part-time, on the side, whatever, for the Columbia River. You know, I mean, you'd be like abandoning a sister at this point.
River advocate Christopher Swain. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.
Photographs of Christopher Swain and excerpts from his online diary are at npr.org.